Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Got your host, James J., behind the mic at 9.05. I am joined by our head of the news, Melissa K.
Good morning, good morning.
Thanks for being here, Melissa. Nice stretch. Nicely done. We're going to have some fun this hour. Got a little bit of entertainment news. We're going to get into some other things we're going to touch on as well. That ain't right stories. Good stories of the day. All of that coming up for you. Right now, we're going to kick the hour off, though, talking with Dawn and our friends from Bow Wow Meow. Or no, did I get something wrong? No? Okay. I saw a weird look on your guys' face there for a second. I didn't mean to put anybody on the spot. Didn't want to do that with live radio. We're going to talk Petpalooza. We're going to talk a little bit of that. We're looking forward to it. We also have Ashley in with us. It's hard to say your newest team member. She's been here a little while now.
Yeah, it's been about 8 months.
Yeah. So it's hard to say new anymore. But, but technically, you are still new, so we get to razz you a little bit. Well, it's a rite of passage.
I'm the new one and the veteran all at the same time.
It's a little bit of both. We appreciate you bringing Dawn in today. Dawn, how are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. It's good to see you. Thanks a lot for being here today. We're going to talk Petpalooza in a moment. But first, I just wanted to talk with you about Bow Wow Meow. How are things going over at the store?
Good. So we're getting ready to open a second location in Stevens Point.
I heard about this.
Yep. So we're expanding a little bit in the area, and it's going to have the same concept as we do here, focusing on healthy treats for your pets and making sure that we're helping you find the best treats that you can get, sourced, made in the USA. And just kind of helping you make sure that we can keep the healthier pets.
When I saw that you guys were going to be opening the second location, my first thought was, oh, you guys deserve that. That's awesome.
Thank you.
But it also is one of the quickest signs to say, oh, they're doing something right. Like, something's going good over there. You don't open a second location because you feel like it.
Right.
You do it because it's obviously the business is that good.
Yep.
What made you choose Point?
There's a good population out in the Point area, so we did some traffic studies. We also had the opportunity to refurbish an old gas station. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of a new model. It was an area that was available. It was easy for us to get into. And then the ladies that I'm working with had a visual concept that we were able to quickly and easily put into place. So when you come, you would never believe that this has been an old gas station.
Yeah. We know a little bit about that at the building we're in. We get you.
Yep.
What are some of the things that you are there new things that you're looking forward to doing in Point that maybe you couldn't hear, or just pretty much identical shops back to back, you know, both places?
There's going to be more of a relaxation area there. So outside, we've got a whole green space that we've built up. You can bring your pets. You can sit outside. We did also obtain a beer license so that you can come grab a couple beers with your pets.
Finally, our dogs can drink. Finally. Good thinking, Dawn. Good.
Yep, that's not.
I misunderstood.
Hey,
sorry,
we'll have dog beer, too.
Yeah, there you go. There is dog beer.
There is dog beer. So we'll have dog beer as well. We'll have some gifty items in there. We also have a pet photography studio. So you can make appointments with our photographer, bring your pet in, get some pictures taken.
Great idea.
I'm first in line.
Yeah.
I am bringing both my dogs. Here we come.
I'm second. Great idea. Nice.
And then really just being able to provide the Point area with the same quality products that they need and expect. A lot of times you go into places like Walmart, Petco, you don't necessarily know where your products are sourced from. And the other thing a lot of people don't realize is you will see a lot of rawhide products everywhere. And people don't understand the dangers of actual rawhide.
So scary.
Yep, the way it's made with the bleaching process and the glues. When the dogs eat it, it is a long chew. But it is also not digestible. So it will sit in their stomachs for a long period of time.
And doesn't it inflate in their stomach too? So if it's too big,
it can
rupture and puncture things. That's so scary.
A little PSA here in between the interview, but that's all right. That's a good PSA right there. We're getting out there.
Oh, for sure. And Ashley comes in all the time. You know, she's got pets as well. So even having people like her and people in the community that I work with to understand the dangers of those things, because there's a lot of people that don't understand. So as they come in, they'll ask, do you have rawhide products? So I'll explain to them, I don't carry rawhide, but I carry all of these different various options that are replacements. They're as long a chews as they are, but they're 100% digestible. Mm-hmm. Like I said, focusing on sourced and made in the USA. Mm-hmm. So it's also a learning thing for a lot of people, too. And I know we're going to jump into Petpalooza, but really that's what we're looking to do at the Petpalooza event is use it as an education to kind of help people understand what these dangers are and that there are a lot of other options.
Dawn's so good at this, she just gave us a segue. She just gave us a segue right into Pepaloosa.
But she said it perfectly. I mean, the whole reason we put this event together is because there's so many people out there that listen to our radio for Pet of the Week and go, oh my God, I could give that that dog or cat or animal. We had a bunny one time and he was super cute. And I could give him a home, but how? Like, I have questions. Who do I talk to? And these days, yeah, everybody Google it. But Google gets kind of overwhelming and contradicts itself a lot. So this way, like with the event, we brought a lot of people that are right here in our community. Years of experience.
Yes.
Years.
Pepaloosa coming up June 11th. Let's talk about some of the things going on with it, Ashley, and some of the things that people can look forward to. First off, I want to say a big thank you to our sponsors already.
Oh, my God, yes.
Got some big hitters when it comes to sponsors for this event already, which is pretty cool to see.
Yeah.
I've been at this station long enough to remember where we just wanted Acme as a sponsor. Like, just please. Like, you know, we'll take that. Like, anything. Like, seeing these big companies working with us and working with an event like this in our Southwick County Humane Society and all of our other great local businesses, it shows you we're not alone in this topic, how many other people also believe in this stuff. So, got great sponsors as a part of this. We're also going to be having some wonderful guests.
Dawn is one of them. She was first on my list. This whole premise was put together because Madison and I, working on Pet of the Week, realized that there was kind of a rotation. People wanted to have that company of having an animal, but they weren't sure how to take care of it. Some would get overwhelmed, and then they'd end up at the Humane Society. So I thought if we could give people more information by these really educated people that are in our neighborhood, that maybe we could slow that down or maybe avoid it. And after talking with some people in the area, even some of my own friends are like, hey, I'm coming on Sunday. I've got questions. I'm like, fantastic.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, personally, I just adopted Luna, 6 months ago from Pet of the Week because her daughter, or sister Keish was in here. Couldn't help myself. I love that dog. But I had so many questions because every dog is different.
Yeah.
And you Google it and some are like, no for this. And everybody's like, everything for this. And it's like, where is that?
To your point about the Google, with this, you're not asking a computer, you're asking a human being.
Yes.
And you get, you know, straight answers that way usually. And if somebody isn't able to help you, well, that's actually not a bad thing. Hunt the answers down together and find out that information together. Speaking of our honorary guests, yes, Dawn, Bow Wow, Meow going to be there. Thank you so much for that. Bow Wow being here. We appreciate that. The Feed Store, Rough Ranch, Paws to Tail Pet Grooming also going to be there. The shelter is going to be open on Sunday as well. So applications are going to be being taken in and everything. That's a big part of the reason we want people to come down is to get some furry friends, some forever homes.
Imagine this. You come down on Sunday, you get to listen to live music, you get to look at craft vendors that are structured all around pets, you get to talk to people with years of educational experience about how to take care of an animal. You may even find one at the shelter. They are accepting applications and doing showings. They are never open on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this is one of our main goals for Petpalooza, is to help these animals find homes.
Yeah. And correct homes, you know, not just any home, but the right home. And you guys can help us do that out there by being a part of this event on Sunday. There's also going to be some food down there.
We've got Papa John's and the Tasty Nook. Papa John's is going to bring out all different kinds of selection of pizza, and they just brought a new Dorito pizza they just came out with.
I heard about this, yeah.
So I'm like, Mary, we need to bring some of that, too.
Yes.
Tasty Nook does... tacos and enchiladas and nachos and like a different style.
Got a really nice style, yeah.
They do. Another thing that's going to be really cool is the Rough Ranch is going to do a demonstration and showing kind of some of the obedience tricks that you can learn and that the classes that they offer and how they can do that, which I think is fascinating because even though like I went through the first obedient class, that's just like barely starting with the dog. Like, there's so much more to learn. So that's really exciting, too.
They have a shoe drive that they're going to be doing as well. And this is also a really cool part of this event where we can help out our community and help out others.
Yes, we're also going to have raffle baskets. There's a couple of companies in the area that have donated. Like, we have a $100 Home Depot gift card that we're giving away. We're going to have craft items from the vendors on the raffle table. Miss Deb said that Dawn said that she was going to bring a basket. I'm going to put a basket together from my personal company. So that way we can get as many donations as possible. Because, yeah. I mean, and if you bring in shoes or you bring in a donation, you receive a free raffle ticket.
Nice.
So that way, if you can help us get to our goal, I mean, because our goal is to help feed them and take care of them. It's not just about the number. We'll give you a raffle ticket, and then you can put it in the bucket and maybe go home with something free, too.
It seems like a pretty sweet thing to be able to do.
I'm trying to make it a winner for everyone.
Yeah, there's we are all going to win Sunday. We get to not only hang out with all these furry friends and Madison and the great team over there, the Southland County Humane Society and Dawn and Bow Wow down there and all these great groups of people. That's all well and good, but these animals, that is really what this all comes down to. And hopefully by Monday morning, nobody was better winners than those animals.
Yes.
Dawn, it's so good to see you. Thanks so much for being here today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
You got to come back, though. You did too good. You did too good, Dawn. You're going to have to come back. I'm
Sounds
so sorry.
Good.
I look forward to hanging out again and talking. And Ashley, thank you very much for joining us.
Anytime.
Petpalooza going on June 11th. This Sunday, everybody. This Sunday, Sunday, Sunday. Meet us over at the Southland County Humane Society. We'll be talking more about it throughout the week here and getting you ready for the event. For now, we're going to take a quick commercial break, come back, and have some more fun on the morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody, to the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James here with you. Hope this Tuesday is treating you good. I'm going to get a little bit of entertainment news here, touch on some of that. Another one of those songs, 2 a.m. at the bar, somebody pulling out.
Did you just read my mind? It's like, this is not the song you want to see come up on karaoke.
No, no. Like, one of the morning scenes, oh, somebody's going to try to pull off some Seal. Oh, this isn't going to go. Especially because it's right in the beginning. He does this lightness with the notes that, like, very few singers could do,
Well, women can usually pull it off better than men.
I bet.
But, yeah, you see a guy get up and think he's going to sing that, you just wait to cringe.
Like, that's what...
And hopefully be pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, yeah.
It's possible. There's a lot of good singers out there.
That is one of those songs that I didn't really thought of that before, though. But, like, in the opening sentence, he has a tough couple of notes. Mm-hmm. Like, there's no easy part of that song.
Nope.
I didn't thought of that. Hip-hop is celebrating its 50th anniversary, and that's where we're starting a little bit of our entertainment. This year, they're celebrating this 50th anniversary with a concert where it all started, Bronx, New York. It's called Hip Hop 50 Live, and it goes down the day it started on August 11th at Yankee Stadium. The lineup is stacked. Run DMC, Snoop Dogg, Ice Cube, Lil Wayne, Common, the Sugar Hill Gang, hip hop creator DJ Kool Herc, and his sister Cindy Campbell. More to be announced. Looks like Queens of Hip Hop is going to have a set. Going to be Eve, Lil Kim. DMC said, up in the Bronx, where it all started, we will be celebrating this historic moment in history. I am honored to pay tribute to the culture that allowed this little shy kid from Queens to grow up and become the mighty king of rock.
Wow. I recognized a couple names in there.
Right on you. Yeah, that's
I can't
good.
Say I listen to a lot of hip hop, but yeah. I like it. It's fun to dance to.
This isn't just my music. It's I was there when this was happening.
Yeah.
I remember this like it was yesterday when it comes to this stuff. And I think it's pretty darn cool. I'm very excited about it. It looks really awesome. There's no way I'll be able to go. There's just no way in the world I'll be at that event. Think it's cool.
Yeah.
I think it's cool.
And there will be people there.
I also like the idea of them trying to do a 100th year. And like, who's left? Who's not just like any genre, any music, if anything like that.
But it's cool to think that that's only been around for 50 years.
Yeah.
In another way. Not cool
You're
that
right.
It's only been around that long.
No,
But that they're celebrating that many years of this genre of music.
You look at like all the music that has been birthed here in America, going to blues, to, and there is some you know, you could say the blues started a little bit in other continents a little, but it really got formed here in this country.
And took off, you could say. Jazz.
Bluegrass, jazz, country, you know, all this hip hop, all of these things. How many, like, it's just pretty fascinating you step back and look at that. I think that's just cool in general. However you feel about these different genres, that is pretty cool, and especially as we love to do around here, USA, USA. That's pretty cool. America's probably created the most amount of music than any other country. Like, arguably.
Yeah.
We're not that old of a country.
Correct.
But in our amount of time. I shouldn't say, I'm sorry, I worded that wrong. I didn't mean the most music or anything. I mean most different types of styles, like in the shortest amount of time.
In the short amount of time. Okay. That I could maybe get behind. Hmm.
I don't want to do a lot of this where we're repeating stories, a story we do on our Sunrise show from 7 to 8. Be sure to join us on WIRI every day, Monday through Friday. But this one I kind of have to because it's the king. And think about this, too. We're going to talk about George Strait, not Elvis or Chuck Berry or Little Richard or any of these things or anything. You know, the king, it's a nickname that George Strait got after Elvis. That's got to tell you something there. Like, even if you don't know a George Strait song, you should know that, and you should know that this man should be, his career should be respected. And if that wasn't enough, well, George Strait is not only still doing his thing, but still breaking records. In case you needed a reminder of why they call George Strait the king, he's 71 years old and still setting attendance records. 46,641 people saw his show last Saturday here in Wisconsin at Milwaukee.
Wow.
That topped Sir Paul McCartney's 2013 record by over 2,000.
Nice.
You beat a Beatle.
He broke the Beatle record.
You broke a Beatle record.
Yeah.
At 71.
Yeah. That says something.
There's certain artists, like we do this with Dolly Parton all the time, where it doesn't matter to me if you're a George Strait fan or not. You just got to be, like, if you're a fan of music, I would think you could sit back and be like, oh,
that's
man.
That's cool.
Yeah, yeah. There's plenty of great athletes I've seen in my life that did not play for my favorite sports team, but I had no problem being like, oh, my God, that's one of the greatest I've ever seen.
Well, just, you know, being, enjoying their success and being impressed by the ability that they have and their charisma.
Yeah, yeah.
to have that many fans.
I wanted to go over what's new on your small screen tonight. Nothing, because there's a writer's strike going on.
Yes.
There is some new reality stuff out there, and I hope you'll get used to that. But I actually use this as a way to segue into some breaking news over the weekend that happened. And for those, I don't see anybody covering it, so maybe we can cover it at least.
Okay.
The Directors Guild of America has put made a agreement with the Producers Guild, which could lead to things working out for the Writers Guild a lot sooner than I think people expected.
I did see something about this.
The Directors Guild is really, there's a ton of people that are in the Directors Guild that are also in the Writers Guild. Your Bradley Coopers and people like that that write and direct. So the Producers Guild felt, because they're out of touch, felt that, well, we've still got the Directors Guild, we've still got the Actors Guild, even if we don't have the Writers Guild. For one, not, I guess, thinking the fact that there are people out there that are in all three guilds, you know? So, like, but also, like, let's say this. I think most of us understand strikes and picket crossers. And how good does that ever go over, being a picket crosser? Probably doesn't help your career very much.
Yeah, not within your guild.
Now trying on this level with what we're talking with entertainment. Like, there's no quicker way to kill your career than to try to jump that picket line right now. Because this is what they're doing, and I'm warning all these young actors out there right now, because they're still trying to do auditions. But what they're doing, they're not going to actually be able to put any of these things on. They wouldn't actually be able to go through with them unless there was a law or a bill in an agreement in place with the Writers Guild.
Right.
So this is just to see, hey, look, we still have people auditioning. We don't need you. We still got actors auditioning, so we don't need you writers. We don't need these things and stuff for these, which doesn't make any sense, obviously, because these people aren't going to get any work. And the moment George Clooney becomes available, you're going to give George Clooney the role. Like, so they're just basically trying to divide and conquer. They're just trying to separate people.
Just trying to look good.
Yeah, that too. It's not going to end well. And it's going to end in favor of the Writers Guild. And I am very confident about this. I already was, let alone now with the Directors Guild having the back and this. And again, keep this in mind, everybody. This is not a bunch of divas whining that they want more millions or anything. The simplest way I can break this down, I'm the Writers Guild. Melissa's the Producers Guild. I go to you and I say, hey, this whole internet thing, all these things going on, this is the new deal. I get 2%, you get 98%. And Melissa's response was, you greedy. You're so greedy. How dare you want that 2%? Give me that. That's mine. That is what we're dealing with this. Mm-hmm. We're dealing with the crossroads here of, hey, I'm a young kid. I want to be a writer. Well, do I really want to be a writer? I mean, they're not getting paid anything, and it doesn't look like they even have a guild anymore and all this. And
they've lost wages in the last decade.
Yeah, they're losing wages right this second, too.
Amount that they're getting paid has just dropped.
Just adding to that. That's how big this is, that they're costing themselves thousands and money right now, even. And I'm not just talking about your big names that everybody knows, your Aaron Sorkins and people like that. I'm talking about people like a popular show like The Bear on Hulu that did very well in its first season. And you've got the main writers on that show doing Uber. Because
they can't make ends meet.
Yeah, they're making more from Uber than they are from this.
Hmm. And how much is Hulu making from that show?
Right, right. It's very similar to what we deal with in our day-to-day lives, where you've got the top 1% making all this money, and the rest of us are just scrambling. We're crabs in a barrel just
working
trying to get by.
2-3 jobs just to try to make rent.
There's a connection here, everybody. Yeah, there's a connection here. I'm not saying it's identical, but it's very similar to what most of us deal with in day-to-day lives, what the Writers Guild is going through. So we'll see how this works out, but I have good feelings about it for the first time since all this happened.
Good.
And I like the idea of this ending sooner than later, of course, certainly because we all want to get our entertainment, you know, come the fall season and all that. Mm-hmm. You want your new shows and everything. But I am a believer in the written word. I think that this is cool and important for the moment, especially because that was it. So I had my imaginary writers team work on a script for me, and they purposely stopped right there. So now, just to prove how important writers are, because now I don't know how to end this segment.
Well, I have an idea. I'm actually going to thank you for covering this story, because I appreciate that you're paying attention to this, because I think that a lot of people aren't. I kind of forgot about it because it's not something that affects me right now, affects my daily life, and you know very well, and I'm sure the audience has picked up on this, I don't watch a lot of TV or movies. I am trying to get through The Martian. Do you know how many times I started it this weekend? And I'm still not done. It's a good movie.
Yeah,
it's well done.
I've heard good things.
And I really loved the book.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know how it ends because I read the book.
Yeah,
so it's not like I'm, you know, anxious to get to the end, but...
Yeah.
But I don't. I'm not great at sitting down and just watching shows or watching TV. So I appreciate your coverage on this, because I think it is a very important topic for us to pay attention to, because it does project over onto the rest of our lives in a similar way, like you said.
It bleeds into a lot of different things, that is for sure. I do hope, though, that I'm not making this seem like it's the biggest thing in the world. There's certainly bigger things on our plate right now. And that's why I think it's very understandable that you and other people out there may not be paying that close attention. It's also summer. You're not used to... Your favorite shows are already done, you know? So
you're not used to having new content right now.
Yeah. The second August comes around. Yes. And all of a sudden, hey, where's my new show? Where's my this is this and this and that? And
wait, what happened several months ago?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll see. Right now, we're actually going to get to some real news. Melissa's news right now.
Yeah.
And it looks like...
might be today's news.
I think Everybody cross your fingers.
Yay, Chuck.
I think so. Oh, Chuck's the best. Shout out to Chuck. Woo-hoo. Good morning, Chuck. We'll take a quick commercial break. Come back with more fun on The Morning Show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. I am telling you, I know my partner in production here. I knew Seth was going to have this one on here. I just felt, I had a feeling. It's a good one. Good choice, Seth. Melissa and James here with you right now. We're having some fun. I'm going to bring you some good stuff here in this hour. And I got an interesting one right here. And I really, it's a weird time to be a kid. for a lot of reasons.
Oh, yeah.
We've touched on quite a bit over the years on the air here and everything. I think, you know, one of the biggest ones is obviously social media.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the kids dealing with that, yeah. And just in general, the good,
having
the bad.
Grow up before they're done being kids.
Yeah, yeah, with a lot of that. Then there's the whole thing of when you and I were in school and we had a book report, what did we do? Went to the library.
Yep.
Or if you were fortunate enough, you had maybe like the Encyclopedia Britannica at home or something like that. And you probably had like were missing a couple novels, like a couple of the books, but yeah. you had some of them.
Number seven.
Yes. It was always like that. It was always that one. It was usually the one you needed too.
And it's only about, you know, a decade out of print.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. The map doesn't even make sense anymore.
Nope.
Like some of these like aren't even
that
there.
That country doesn't exist.
Yes, exactly.
Yes. That's not what it says on my map key.
There's a little part of me that's a little sad that's gone in some ways and everything. So I think, you know, certainly I look at a lot of these, I try to look at things, I mean, in a very blank slate nowadays and also try to remember that I have no idea what it's like to be a kid nowadays.
Right.
And have that empathy towards that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think with some of the negatives as far as like, you know, the bullying and some of this stuff and everything, there's
interactions that. Between kids.
There's also the positive side of like, oh, I have a book report to do. Well, I'll just go to the internet and I'll look this up and I get all the research I could ever have imagined on this subject. Oh, I want to learn about Marco Polo. So boom, there I've got pictures of Marco Polo. I've got all this different stuff and everything. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that there's a fear, even in the acting world, you know, with the silly acting and improv and writing that I teach with ChatGPT.
Mm.
It's part of the Writers Guild fight going on right now and some of these other things. And while there's a lot of producers that would have you believe that ChatGPT could write a Hollywood script, good luck. Good luck with that. Go ahead and try. I'd love to see them try to do that. I'd love to see what happens with that. And that box office failure that would be. I would bet every single penny I ever make that would fail.
Yeah.
I'm that confident about that.
Well, the things that we've heard about ChatGPT so far have not been, inspiring.
Yeah. One day, maybe the technology would get there. Who knows?
Eventually, perhaps.
But it would never be able to give you the human element.
No.
It literally cannot do that.
It cannot create on its own.
No. It can't give you, it can't be talking, give you a reference to that song that was, oh, what was that song? It was huge in 88 and we all listened to it and jammed to it. You know, it can't do things like that.
No.
It can't make,
weird. It can't have inspiration in the middle of a sentence Oh, but wait, did you think of this? No.
And it shouldn't be used for any of that. It wasn't. Its purpose wasn't intended for any of that. And it certainly wasn't intended to help you with your homework.
No.
Some guy tweeted a photo after his cousin in seventh grade used ChatGPT to cheat on a book report. It was on a 1989 novel, The Joy Luck Club.
Mm.
The whole report is written out by hand. The first clue a kid didn't write it is the vocabulary. How many seventh graders use the word poignant?
Ooh.
But there's
loquacious ones, perhaps.
Yeah, nice. Oh, nice word uses there too. But there's an even more obvious clue in the same paragraph. Even though he copied it by hand, he forgot to remove ChatGPT's disclaimer at the bottom.
Oh my! Oh, honey. That wasn't even a good try.
No. Back in the day, playing basketball on the court, you had to be pretty good at you know, trash talking.
Mm.
You had to be able to do that just as good as dribble a basketball.
And at the same time.
Yes. And I loved trash talking back in the day. And one of my favorite things to do was, your mom is so dumb. She copied off me on a test I put down. I don't know. She put down me neither. A little wordy on the basketball court,
yeah.
but it worked for me. It was the only one I was known for. It was the only good one I had. That reminds me of this joke. That reminds me of that. Like, what are you doing?
It's like copying somebody else's work and putting their name on it instead of yours.
Yeah.
It's very blatant.
The last paragraph starts, quote, as an AI language model, I don't have personal expectations or opinions. And he included that in his book report.
Oh, my.
Some kid thinks it's fake because the handwriting looks a little too good for a seventh grader. Other people think it's real. And kids are just so, They are trying to say in this article, kids nowadays. That is not the case. Kids of every generation since the dawn of kids have looked for, you know.
Yeah, workarounds.
Workarounds.
An easy way to get a big task done that you don't want to do.
Don't go blaming the younger generation for this.
No, every generation has been guilty of it.
Every single generation has done this. Like that part is a little bit too.
It's part about being a kid. You got to, you know, you learn that good things take hard work.
Yep.
And to do something good, you got to put the work in. If you don't, well, we all know the consequences.
It's part of what we don't, I think, give enough credit to, good parenting and good like mentorship and good guidance and all these things. Not just certainly parents, but people that help guide children and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It's very important to understand your audience, mm-hmm. to understand who you're talking to, and that one of the hardest things in the world to do is let them fail.
Let them fail. Mm-hmm. But it's such an important milestone in life.
Yeah.
Because it's only after you fail that you learn how you deal with that and how you pick yourself up afterwards and then what you do next. And that speaks to what you're going to do throughout your life.
I know, much like many of you out there, my Nana would often tell me that, why do we have bad days, Jimmy? So that we know what good days are.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's the same thing with the life lessons.
Yeah. And another thing is learning the consequences of your actions. So you chose to take the easy route and you cheated.
Yeah.
There's consequences for that. And there should be.
Yes.
Because it's not okay.
No. We are going to go to break, but I do have to just quickly throw out some breaking news that just broke about 20 minutes ago. The PGA Tour has agreed to merge with the Saudi-backed LIV Golf group organization.
Really?
Yeah, that's very disappointing to me. I was very, I don't mind golf. I'm not a huge golf fan, so I'm not exactly who they're looking at here and everything. But the Saudi group, it's money laundering. It's just whitewashing money. It's just being able to take all the money, the blood money and the different money that they have over there and do something with it. It's we don't accept that with mobsters and gangsters and people like that. We don't accept it with drug dealers, but we accept it with them because they're dealing with oil. And a lot more other messed up stuff over there and human rights, violations and different things going on. But hey, money speaks. So the PGA bent. The PGA bent the knee. And is now going to work with the LIV and all that integrity, everything they've been talking about for the past couple of years about this and why the PGA is important and why it should be its own entity in all this. And now we come back to Don Allmyer's great quote, "The answer to all your questions is money."
Mm.
That's very disappointing. That's sad to see. We'll see what else breaks from this, what other news is coming of it and everything. And maybe it won't be nearly as bad as it looks on the surface. We will take a quick commercial break and come back with more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Smooth criminals around here.
That's what we are. Good. I needed to know that.
I like the idea of you and I in the 30s being bank robbers. I like the jumping trains and stuff. Just had an image of that in my head. It's very funny. It's very comical.
It would be very comical. No, on the horse, James.
Yeah.
The wrong direction.
Sorry.
Turn around.
I'm learning. I got my face mask on the wrong way. I've got the We are going to take it to the top of the hour with some fun stuff, and then we will have, we're going to actually, just to let your audience know, we're still recording Midday Magazine in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll be doing that, but we're doing it for the first time today. Well, we'll be recording after the show. The episode itself, today's episode that we're recording, will premiere today from 3 to 4.
Yes.
Just like Playmakers was on yesterday from 3 to 4. Encourage you to join us as we are back in your afternoons, everybody.
Whoop, whoop.
We're very excited about that.
We are.
And hoping to expand a little bit from that. Mm-hmm. Hoping to, get some more afternoon time around here.
We just got
to
work through the bumps first.
Mm-hmm. Join us this afternoon from 3 to 4 for Midday Magazine, where Hannah Wendels will be our first guest. She's a community health worker with the Bike Share Program and the Bike Share Program Manager with Wood County Health Department.
Nice.
Looking forward to talking with Hannah, and hopefully I'll be able to talk by then.
Yeah, I think you will.
And at 10:30, our good friend CEO Matt Lund is going to join us. Matt is with the Southwood County YMCA. We're going to talk a little bit about some of the fun things they got going on over there. And a big thank you, of course, to our friends at Tri-City Services sponsoring that segment. And Rafter Baseball on your radio dial pretty much every day. They never give these kids a day off. Every day.
They don't. But they're coming in off a win last night.
Yes. The Rafters were victorious over the Medicine Mallards last night, 9-1. Great
9-1.
Game. Good called game by Joey, too. Nice job, Joey. He's really growing into this. Talked to him a little bit off air yesterday after Playmakers. He's really getting getting the groove going here at the right time. And I think the Rafters are getting the groove going,
they
too.
They sure are.
The Bats woke up a little bit last night, 9-1 victory over the Medicine Mallards, and a perfect time for us to take on our rival, the Wausau Woodchucks.
Yeah, after they just lost a game.
Yes. We got them coming in. There's blood in the water. Go after them. Go after them, Rafters. We got a good one. We got a two game series going on here. Both games start at 5:50 today and tomorrow. Both of them right here at Winterfield. Get your tickets. Go to northwoodsleague.com or get them right there at the ballpark the day of. And if you can't catch the game in person, you can catch it right here. Every pitch, every hit, every win of Rafter Baseball right here where it belongs at WFHR. Let's get into a That Ain't Right story and then some good stories of the day, Melissa. We got some local good stuff I want to touch on.
Yes, we do.
But first, the That Ain't Right. A new report found bad behavior on planes is still happening more and more.
What?
There was one unruly passenger incident for every 568 flights worldwide last year. That is up from one in every 835 the year before.
Oh, my.
Verbal abuse and drunk people are the two main culprits. But there's others, like the most common types of noncompliance are smoking or vaping on board, or refusing to keep your seatbelt, baggage issues, getting caught with a carry-on that you didn't pay for, and these kind of things. In related news, someone combed Twitter to find the weirdest and funniest things that have caused flight delays. So we're going to turn our That Ain't Right story into a little bit of a silly fun story.
Weird, funny. Good, because people being disrespectful and unruly in a plane, it boggles my mind, James.
Yeah, I will never understand it. Never.
What sense of entitlement do they have that they think they have the right to do that and subject not only the staff and the pilot and of the plane, but also all the other passengers?
Yeah.
Not okay. All right, get to the funny part.
I will never understand that at all. And I also hope people realize, you know, flying is a privilege.
Yeah.
It's not a birthright.
Nope.
This could be taken away from us.
And it has been.
Yeah. And drinking on planes could be taken away from us
very
easily.
I mean, they already took away smoking.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't do it.
Yeah. So the funny, in the related news, some of the weirder, funnier things that have happened to cause flight delays. Someone airdropped passengers photos of a plane crash. That ain't funny. That ain't right.
No.
They had a dog that wouldn't stop barking.
Pop.
Before takeoff, a passenger removed an exit door and ran off with it.
Oh, my. Well, I guess they were not wanting to fly.
No. Okay. That ain't right. That ain't cool. But, I mean, there are some things in life where you almost got to give it a little bit of credit. Like, that's impressive, sort of.
I don't know how
you would even do that.
At least they did it before the flight took off.
Yes.
I recently saw a video of they did it, like, during the flight. Mm. And the passengers, there's just air blowing around as the plane is still flying. And there's no exit door.
Yikes. A passenger spilled a bunch of rice in the aisle, and then the crew refused to leave until they cleaned it up. Whoa.
Well, I would, yeah. Good on that staff.
That staff and that flight attendant, all parents. All parents.
You're cleaning that up
right now.
We're not going anywhere until you do.
A flight was delayed because one tray table was broken.
Oh.
That's rough.
Mm.
Someone spotted a pothole in the runway. That was another reason. Yikes.
It's a good reason.
And here's one that I think if you're a pilot and you got the right crew and the right passengers, could have been a great joke. The pilot left his glasses on another plane. And I like the idea of the pilot first coming out and be like, anybody got an extra pair of glasses? Anybody? I'm kidding. I'm joking. I'm going to go get my glasses. I do like the idea of seeing the looks on their faces real quickly there.
My prescription is -5 in the left eye and -6.2 in the right. Does anybody have that particular prescription?
Anybody. But just say a pair you're not going to use. I could just use just for, 2 hours. I just need it for 2 hours.
And then you can have it back.
Oh, the mischievous part of me thought that seemed to like that. We have some good stories of the day, local good stories of the day we want to touch on, and one of them is happening today.
Yeah, it kicks off in just a little over a half an hour at the Think Academy Playground in Rudolph. The Great Book Giveaway is happening at 10:30 at the Think Academy Playground in Rudolph, and then they move to the Wisconsin Rapids Zoo at 1:30. This is a free event. There's free books. There's going to be volunteers there reading to the kids. Moms, dads, yeah. Grandmas, grandpas, aunts, uncles, daycare centers, everybody is invited to bring kids to these events and get kids involved in reading. Mm-hmm. Reading is such an important and valuable part of a child's development and their ability to communicate and listen, like we were talking about earlier.
Yep.
All great things that kids need to know. Thank you to the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties for putting this on. So that's happening today. Tomorrow, they're going to be at Port Edwards at the Ed Heuer Elementary School at 10:30, and then the McMillan Library at 6. And we'll keep filling you in. It's happening Thursday, Friday, and next Tuesday, all throughout the area.
Mm-hmm. Looking forward to that. And along with that, our friends at the United Way have their registration open for Stuff the Desk. Encourage people to register. You can do that by going to uwswac.org and click on the Stuff the Desk banner. Or you can give our good friend Amy and the gang over at 211 a call. Just call 211. She'd be able to help you out there. Be sure to register by August 3rd.
Yes.
We want
that
you to
is
be able
the deadline.
Mm-hmm. And we want you to be able to get these supplies. We know that this is a great help to our community and appreciate the United Way for this and more. Mm-hmm.
And everybody who donated to that, thank you.
Yeah, we greatly appreciate you doing that. You can find out more by going to uwswac.org and find out more about what's going on at your United Way. And be sure to follow them on social media. Big thank you to Dawn and their friends at Bow Wow Meow Boutique.
Yeah, thank you for coming in today. We're looking forward to the Pet Palooza on the 11th.
Yes, June 11th, this Sunday. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun one. Certainly want to thank as well these good stories here. We got some good ones. Mm-hmm. A guy named Xavier Hubber posted two photos of a firefighter in Long Beach, California named Jeff Ose, who saved his life 23 years ago. He was 2 years old, needed CPR, and was in a coma for a month.
Oh, my.
The first photo shows Jeff carrying him out of a burning building. The second is a recent photo of Jeff meeting Xavier's son, who's around the same age now.
Oh, that's sweet.
I don't know how well you can see that, but that gave me goosebumps.
Yeah.
That's so darn cool.
Well, because if he hadn't saved him, that boy wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Incredible.
This is a really a big, gives us a quick
thank you to our firefighters and all of our emergency personnel who work so hard to save those around them.
Yeah, appreciate so much of them. An 11-year-old elephant at a wildlife park in Cambodia just lost part of his leg years ago when he got caught in a poacher's snare. But instead of putting him down, they've been making prosthetics for him ever since.
Oh, wow.
He needed one every 6 months, and a charity in the UK covers the cost. His new prosthetic leg weighs about 44 pounds, and he gets around on it great.
It's probably nothing for an elephant.
Yeah, yeah. He can walk, run, and even swim in it.
Wow. That's awesome.
That's just really, really cool. I mean, I don't think we'd even know if they had put the elephant down.
Elephants are fascinating, amazing creatures. I mean, you see videos of them like picking up trash and putting it in a garbage can because, well, it's sitting there. It doesn't belong there.
We're learning more and more all the time about the animal kingdom and specifically certain animals like the dolphins and elephants and the amount of empathy that they have.
Yeah.
It's really remarkable. It's pretty darn cool. And a kid from Texas recently left his favorite hat behind while his family was staying at a hotel in Mississippi, and the staff wouldn't go out of their way to mail it to him, but his mom called a cab company nearby, and they stepped up. The owner picked up the hat and mailed it to him himself. He told a reporter he just liked helping people wherever he can.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that hotel, really, really horrible PR move there.
Yeah, that was a bad move.
Way to drop the ball on that one. You could have made so much easy PR
good
money. We'd
PR.
Be talking about you right now. We'd be
say your name, give you free advertising. Instead, do we know the name of the cab company?
No, unfortunately not. But these stories are usually really good about that. And let's see here. Marcus Chambers of Trinity Taxi Service. There we go.
Trinity Taxi Service. Hit them up.
Yeah,
they're good
shout
guys.
Out to them. Good people out there. Yeah. That is pretty cool. Melissa, thank you for a great show.
Yeah, great show, James.
Thanks for hanging out with us this morning, everybody. Have a great morning. We'll talk to you soon and later right here at...